This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Across much of the western U.S., drought conditions continue to put pressures on ranchers, wildlife, and the rangelands they depend on. At the same time, federal land managers are preparing for what could be another challenging wildfire season. When I was in Washington, D.C., I recently heard from Associate Deputy Secretary Karen Bud Phelan of the Department of the Interior about the agency's efforts to maintain rangeland health while balancing the needs of livestock, wildfire, and public lands. We'll hear from her right after this.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. Growmark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
Karen Bud Phelan of the Department of Interior says drought is already forcing difficult decisions for ranchers, and Interior is developing a broader rangeland health initiative to address a number of challenges across the western states that have been affected mostly by this drought.
So Department of Interior is actually working on a rangeland health initiative. It's not just wolves that are a problem. This is a horrible drought year. You look at the ranch that we've got in Wyoming, you look at my in-laws' ranches in Nevada, there's no feed. And it's really sad because people are pushing on agriculture, to breed more heifers, to build the herd. It's really hard to do that when there's nothing to feed them. And that's Mother Nature, and Washington does lots of things. I have not talked to anybody that can make it rain, so the weather is kind of what it is. So Interior is working on a rangeland health initiative because if you look at the grazing of wild horses, they can destroy the land that they're living on. They tromp out water holes. And it's not just bad for the land, it's bad for the horses. And so we are putting together a plan that we should be able to release soon that is based on the health of the rangeland, looking at more gathers, looking at more options to get horses off the land. The trade-off is that we put the horses in holding, and it's really expensive to feed a horse in holding. But consider the trade-off. We either truly destroy the range, particularly in Nevada, where you have species like white sage that you can't just go out and replant, or we figure out how to pay for horses in long-term holding under the current laws we have. Is a horrible, horrible choice.
Those concerns go beyond livestock and wildlife populations. She says the Department of Interior is also preparing for increased wildfire risk and is looking for every available tool to help protect rangelands and rural communities.
We have already issued guidance that said that on Department of Interior lands, we will not let it burn. So if you get a lightning strike, if you get a fire, we're going to put it out immediately. We're also working hard on our agreements with local fire departments, local ranchers, because the truth is you guys find them way faster than we can. The guy on the allotment can see the lightning strike up on the hill, and he knows. So we're really trying to strengthen those so we can get to these fires faster so that they don't burn out of control, because I think this is going to be a very, very difficult year considering the drought.
Interior is working closely with local landowners, ranchers, and fire departments to identify problems early and respond quickly when fires occur. I'm Dustin Huffman.